Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Be Lies. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls in a minute here. Are you starting to lose it? Lose faith in Rob Thompson? I am. And not because I think the guy's a bad manager. I think that he's not getting the most out of these players right now. And it feels to me like the players are starting to tune him out. Where do you come down on top or frustration with the series? The Phillies score, to give up only five runs in three games and to lose all three is ridiculous. It was a ridiculous series by the Phillies.
Yeah. Yeah, when you talk about the type of pitching that you got, man, and to only manufacture one run, that's a tough one. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, it's ugly. I mean, it was ugly. They got to fix this offense here. And let's listen to Dave Dombrowski. He was on the Starkville podcast with Jason Stark this week. And we're going to play a couple cuts here for you. I hope one of them is a flat-out lie. Actually, I hope both are lies. But let's see how we react to these. So first, about Bryce Harper and the idea of when he comes back, which could be as early as Monday. If he can move to a different position, maybe back to the outfield to help Dombrowski, facilitate getting a different kind of bat in here. Here is what Dave said about that when asked.
Well, Bryce has said that. Bryce will be willing to do whatever needs to be done. And that's one of the many things that are great about him. I would really prefer not to do that. He's turned into a very good first baseman. For whatever reason, people discount defense when they're talking about these things. So with these moves. So you could go get a, and I'm just, let's just say you wanted to get a right-handed bat. I could go get a right-handed bat and put him in left field. But you might not catch the ball. You do need the combination of that. So Bryce adds a lot for us at first base right now. And so, again, I don't want to ever say never, but I would say it's not likely.
Oh. All right, so there's a lot to unpack there. I understand the idea it's probably unlikely. And what I never can tell when it comes to these kind of, like when a GM speaks before a trade deadline, is he being honest with us or is he posturing because he knows if he goes out there and says, we absolutely would move Bryce back to the outfield. I'll go get a first base. Like if he says that, the whole league knows this is my, he can't give away his leverage. So I always take it with a grain of salt, but he seems very dismissive about get another bat, whatever.
Well, you don't want to give out too much because you always want to try to operate from a position of power.
Right.
And you never want somebody to know what you're potentially thinking. So that's probably the reason why he's kind of cavalier when he talks the way that he talks. You can't say too much because even you talk about the players and say Kyle Schwarber, for example, you don't wanna say it like you want him to stay, even though you might, because then you're not operating from a position of power. He has all the leverage because you want him to stay, so then he's gonna ask for the moon and the stars.
Well, he is. And I understand not giving away your full strategy. It's just like, the Phillies moved Bryce to first base and he's been a good first baseman, but their corner outfields has been terrible since they lost Bryce Harper in the outfield. I mean, we tried this every year. It became with Merrifield, Max Kepler. They can't figure out that other outfield spot. If Bryce is willing to go back, I would absolutely let him do it. I mean, if they could get first baseman that can hit, or even, if they move Bryce back to the outfield, Kyle, they could put Bohm at third and Bohm at first and get a third baseman. Like, it just gives them more options to find a bat.
I totally agree. And it looks like no matter where Bryce Harper plays on the field, he's still getting banged up.
Right. It's not like first base has saved his body.
Right. So I don't know. I'm with you. I totally hope that he's lying. I just don't know if there's going to be, what's a first baseman out there that's available that makes you feel good about moving Bryce to the outfield.
Right. The Reese option seems to be less likely because the Brewers are in the race.
It feels like there are more outfielders available out there than first base.
Yep. All right, let's talk about the outfield, though, because he was asked about, what would be the main focus for you guys at the trade deadline. And again, he better be lying on this, because although we all want them to get another reliever, it's pretty clear the bat has become a major issue here, or at least another bat. Here is Dombrowski on what will be their focus at the deadline.
Well, I think it's logical to assume the bullpen part of it because when you look at your club, it's not going to be starting pitching. So it's not going to be that. Our lineup when we're like we are right now. And again, I haven't been against giving young players the opportunity to fit into the right situation with an Otto Kemp being a right-handed bat. there have been two trade deadlines where we advanced and we ended up adding Rafael Devers and Andrew Benintendi when I was with Boston, and they did great for us the last couple months of the season. So you can add from your own system in that regard, and you compare it to who else may be available. So that really leaves the back end of the bullpen really much more so than anything else. As you're, now, again, you analyze what's going on all the time and you see what's taking place, but I would say first and foremost, that would be our main focus.
All right, so he brought something up there. He brought up his time in Boston. I mean, look, can we be real? Otto Kemp is not Rafael Devers. I mean, like, you know, I like Otto Kemp, but that's the answer. It also made me wonder if Justin Crawford is going to get called up here because he mentioned bringing up from the system and that being the answer. Maybe it is, but whatever the answer is, it's not Max Kepler in the outfield every day. 215-592-9494. Hugh, do you think he's lying? Do you think they're going to acquire a real bat? Because every time he talks about it, he seems to not think they need one. And I'm watching the lineup get shut down every other game. Do you buy what he's saying?
No, I heard you, Joe. Yeah. I'm thinking because
long thinking here.
Well, yeah, I'm long thinking.
That's because we're not on the radio or anything.
No, but what I'm thinking about is some of the things that he said over the last couple of days, and some of the reports that have been coming out. And they said that they're a team that they believe that they're a World Series contender, and they were going to push all in at the trade deadline.
Yeah, there's like one, one side of the story. And then he talks and it's like, yeah, we're good.
And again, you're operating from a position of power.
Right.
But you can't, I don't think that anybody with common sense would look at this lineup, especially this small sampling size that we've had, and feel comfortable where this hitting is.
So you said obviously small sample size this week, but it's we're halfway through the season now, right?
Yeah.
They're 81 games in. They rank 16th in home runs, and that's with Schwarber having 24. They don't hit home runs.
Yeah. So the problem I think we're running into here is because I think Dave's he's an old school baseball guy. He's a big picture guy. Him and Topper both back of the baseball card type guys. The Phillies are eighth in the majors in runs scored. Like, I just worry that Dave Dombrowski's looking at that. Like, sort of, remember at the end of the playoffs how he's like, well, we weren't the worst Chase team. Like, is he looking at it from the lens of, like, this is where we stack up amongst the majors? It's not that big of an issue. The best possible thing, though, to come out of that was that I believe that podcast was recorded before this Astros series.
It was.
So maybe that was a little bit of a shock to the system.
Here's what I need out of Dave. A sense of urgency over the next month. Because the last 2 years have been, I mean, let's just patch it together, right? Let's just get a guy here. Let's get an Austin Hayes. That's not going to cut it this year. They need a better bat. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone lines here. Your reaction to the Phillies getting swept to Houston. They score one run in the three-game series. And Rob Thompson, is he starting to lose you? Because it's my feeling he's starting to lose this clubhouse. Last week it was Castellanos. This week, Max Kepler. And if you missed it earlier, just let's kind of reset what Max Kepler said. So Max Kepler, who we know was signed to a one-year, $10 million deal, has not done much here with the Phillies. He is hitting .209. After the game yesterday, he was asked about his playing time. And he said, quote, "The biggest challenge for me is not playing routinely." Kepler said after Thursday's loss, "That's the biggest challenge." And then he was asked, was he under the impression he would? And his response, yeah, he said, "I was told I was going to be the starting left fielder." So that is now Castellanos last week with the whole Topper thing about pulling him out of the game. And now this one with Kepler. And it's troubling for me. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
David.
Here, Keith. Come here, Keith. Come here. Give me a kick. Sorry, Joe. I've been trying to catch Dave, keys all morning.
Dave, that's not funny.
It's kind of funny.
Yes, it is. No, it's funny, Hugh.
Listeners having your keys and hiding them from you is hilarious.
Dave, that's not funny.
Here, let's do it again. Ready? Your keys. Come here, keys. Come here.
I hate you, Dave. Hey, that is the absolute worst feeling in the world.
Yeah, it is. It's a tough one.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, and I'm looking underneath the car. I'm like, did I drop him under the car?
We know who has him. Skip has your keys. It's obvious. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Hugh, if you pay Herb to drive you, I'll put the bill. So tonight,
want to play with me,
Dave? I'm lucky. My daughter's here, and she can. She can drive. She drives like Dale Earnhardt Jr., but she can drive. So, I mean, I got to work and she's coming to get me. So, I'm good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm good.
I'd still rather see F Herb.
No, not at all.
So on to these freaking Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
What a waste of a series, but this was a prelude of your first playoff series. This is exactly what's going to happen to them. They're going to have this great pitching that they have. I mean, I'll give Dombrowski his props. He put this rotation together by accident, but he put it together. So he definitely gets credit. I mean, this rotation is just, imagine Aaron Nola coming back and being your number five.
I know, and he would be. I mean, because the top four are obviously all better than him. If he could come back and be kind of just even a normal Nola, it's one of the best five starters you could ever imagine.
Exactly. I mean, you sit there and like, oh my God, look at this. But then they're wasting it with this team that just doesn't, I don't know what their problem is, but if they're not listening to the manager, then you need to blow a couple pieces up. And this here would be my solution. I would, as you said, Joe, when you said DeFay Kepler, I was like, ding, 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 get him out of here. He's not doing anything. Mm. Bring Crawford up, give him left field. Be like, hey, buddy, it's yours. You know, no pressure. Don't worry about it. You can't do any worse than what's being done. I would also bring up Aiden Miller and platoon him with Stott, because then you got your right, left, you know, all that good stuff, and you can do that. And, you know, I would never let – I'd play Marsh 24/7, let him live or die, and I would never let Johan Rojas see the field again. So,
well, that would upset Hugh, because Hugh's, you know, Hugh's ride or die for Rojas has been
for
years.
I was there. Remember last year, I was learning Spanish to talk to Rojas. So
yeah,
you
Rojas people are crazy. Yeah. This guy can't hit.
No.
He needs to do better.
Just like, let him run. Like, go run. Run like the wind, Bullseye, you know, like on, you know, just let him run. And that's it.
Well, he's got to hit. You got to hit before you run. All right, David, what do you got for us? A snack we could bring to Broads' Puck It Up party tonight.
Okay, because nobody wants to be there, I'm sure.
Everyone wants to be at the Puck It Up party.
I mean, that's what I meant to. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, I would do, like, remember Minute Work song from Down Under, Vegemite sandwich?
Bring a Vegemite sandwich.
Don't bring that. They're disgusting.
David, that's a terrible deal
in Australia.
It's gross.
We're not in
Australia.
You've
had one?
I've had Vegemite, not a Vegemite sandwich. After I've tried it, I would never think to even put it even close to my mouth again.
You're like, you're having a party and someone brings Vegemite. You're not inviting that person.
I've never had a Vegemite sandwich.
You don't want one.
I would bring. I told you what I was bringing to the party.
Yes, the orange gummies.
Yeah, you're gonna poison children.
Okay, well I'll bring some flowers.
Flowers? Huh? To a hockey draft party? What's wrong with you?
Guilty.
I didn't say what kind of flowers I was bringing.
Okay, well that makes a little more sense. All right, so we have next Dennis in Claymont, and he thinks he can help you. Another neighbor of yours, potentially. Dennis, what's up, man?
This is not good.
How you guys doing today?
What's up, Dennis?
Dennis, we're good. What's up?
Hugh, listen, I live in Claymont. I've seen you a couple times over there at the grocery store around from me. There was a post on our Facebook page that somebody left their keys in a mailbox.
Hugh, that's
Stop
you.
Playing.
I'm dead serious. I can give you the name of the street. I don't want to give too much information
Bro.
Away.
You know what? So, Dennis, before you go on.
You know what?
Well, listening. Off air, you could give it to Kyle after the call, the street name, and then we'll figure out if it's the right thing. I don't want to put the street name on the air, but... This sounds legit, Hugh.
No, because Jeanette, like, she listened to the show and she said, Hugh, you probably left your keys in the mailbox. I went to the mailbox. And I remember, because the boxes, like, you open the mailbox key and you have to, they give you a key to open the other mailbox.
This is obvious where they are. They're in the mailbox.
Bro.
This guy's unbelievable.
Look, you might want to thank me, too. For putting this call through, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, Kyle gets some credit. Dennis gets a lot of credit. The Facebook group.
You're welcome, Hugh.
I feel really old right
now.
Yeah,
this is a senior moment.
But in my defense, I had a lot going on.
You're in trouble.
What are you talking about? You had a lot going on.
I mean, I had like 50 boxes, and it was hot. And I was
what
already
50 boxes for?
It was hot.
What are you doing with 50 boxes? All right, Dennis.
Like 50 boxes.
Dennis, what are you thinking on topper?
My thing is this. It's sort of giving me Andy Reid vibes about the end of his tenure with the Eagles that – The answers that we're getting from him post-game press conferences after Rojas, you know, was not pinch hit for the other night, you know, I don't know. It's starting to get to give me Andy Reid vibes, and I'm not sure if he's lost the clubhouse. It's just I don't like the answers we're getting from him right now. And Dave Dombrowski puts the lineup out there and, you know, puts the players out there for him to add into the lineup, but I just think I'm not liking what I'm hearing from Topper right now.
Well, Dennis, I'm not either. And it feels to me like there's a lot of, like, you shrug your shoulders kind of stuff from Topper. Like, oh, what are you going to do? And, Dennis, I never thought he was like Tony La Russa in the dugout. I never thought he's the best strategist. But at least I thought the players believed in him. And now I'm starting to sense maybe they don't. I mean, that Castellanos thing last week was totally out of character for this team under him. And now you got Max Kepler mouthing off about his playing time. It's not a good look right now for them.
Totally agree. It's you know, and that's the whole, what I said prior, is just the vibes of Andy Reid. And, you know, hopefully he doesn't lose the team. Hopefully getting Harper back on Monday. I don't know if that's the Band-Aid for everything, but we need to do something. I mean, there needs to be a bat added. There needs to be, you know, somebody, if it's Kepler playing consistently, somebody just needs to be in there. I'm sick of hearing the platoon thing. And Marsh comes up the other night and gets two base hits off a lefty the day after they didn't substitute or pinch hit for Rojas.
I know, which was telling there. All right, Dennis, what do you got for us? What's a good snack we should bring to Broja's draft party tonight?
I think that the best snack to bring to any party, and it goes first, and there's always not enough, is buffalo chicken dip.
Buffalo chicken dip is very popular.
The dip?
The dip. And then, you know, you could choose the chips or the bread to dip in. Are you anti-buffalo chicken dip?
I mean, I've never had it.
Never had it?
I don't think I've had buffalo chicken dip.
We're going to change that. All right, Dennis, we're going to put you on hold. You can tell Kyle the details to help Hugh out. We appreciate your phone call. Hugh,
I left him in the mailbox?
I think you left him in the mailbox.
I think I did.
Too. I mean,
as a matter of fact, I was just told, check your mailbox.
What are the odds? What are the odds that you went to the mailbox yesterday? You haven't seen your keys really since then. Someone in your town found keys in the mailbox and they're not yours. Feels unlikely to me.
Yeah, that feels very unlikely. But yeah. I'll tell you what it did, because I remember, because this morning when I got up, I thought about that. And I said, because you have to, like, when you open the mailbox.
You need your key.
You need the key, but it was another key in the mailbox so that I could get in the smaller box, the bigger box.
Right.
So I grabbed the two boxes and I had a lot of stuff in my hands.
You put the.
That sounds like that's probably what I did.
How about this? You know, we thought Skip was the only neighbor that wanted to help you out. Apparently more do.
I got to start speaking.
You're a very popular guy.
I guess I got to start speaking more. I feel kind of bad now that I'm anti-social.
Yeah, you have to be more socially neighborhood. Block Party Douglas is going to be out this summer now after all this. All right, 215-592-9494. You know, our last caller, along with helping Hugh, he did mention a couple things about this week with Topper. So let's go through them because, again, I was always a Topper guy, but he's starting to lose me here. I don't think I'm the only one he's starting to lose. Let's hear Topper on Monday night, I guess it was Monday night, after the Rojas at-bat, the decision, leaving him in, and then the reaction afterwards. Here's Topper after the Rojas situation a couple nights ago.
Rojas gets up 2-0 on the count against Hader there. Would you like to see him take a pitch, you know, especially since I'm in the battle of the zone?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was a strike, so you might as well waffle at it. You're not going to get too many good pitches to hit.
And I know it's left on left, but lefties have actually got Hader a little bit this year. Like, do you consider it all shooting a lefty there?
No.
Yeah, just a verbal shrug of the shoulders a couple nights ago from Topper when it came to the whole Rojas thing, which everyone was like, what are we doing? We're letting Rojas hit that at bat. And then yesterday, and Kyle heard this yesterday and said, this sounds like our old manager here, Gabe Kapler. Listen to Rob Kapler yesterday, just basically saying, yeah, listen, they're trying too hard. They want to win too much. Here is, I almost called him Kapler again. Here's Rob Thompson after the game yesterday.
Yeah, I'm trying to make too much out of three games. Do you see any deeper trends with how your offense has performed that maybe stick out to you as concerning, or
it's the old thing that I talk about all the time, trying to do too much. That's the thing that, you know, concerns me the most, and that's just because they care.
An emotional warrior.
Just because they care too much. That's all. Just because they care too much.
There's some truth to that. I know you don't want to hear that.
I don't.
But
I want production here.
Will you allow me to try to explain it to you?
The guy who left his keys in the mailbox. This is who I'm taking advice from.
I don't have a leg to stand on right now. But in my defense, I'm not the first person to do that. It's just that for the purposes of this show, y'all going to call me Pop, and it's just going to make it worse.
Well, no, listen. Everyone has misplaced their keys. You're just one of the few.
But I'm not the first one to leave it in the mailbox. Everybody,
no, but this has become public now. So you got the whole town of Clemont trying to help you out.
I appreciate that.
It feels like we may have had a breakthrough.
Yeah.
I think we have located Hugh's keys, which is insane.
But
dude,
I was
find
right.
The Facebook group that was talking about this.
But I was right.
You're at the 2-minute warning, dude.
Yeah, I'm about to go in overtime.
Yeah, I imagine in the Facebook group this morning, someone was like, wait, those keys you guys were talking about last night. I hear Hugh on the radio saying he lost,
his keys.
There he is.
What an idiot. Like, what an idiot.
They didn't want that guy to move in the neighborhood anyway.
Definitely. But there's a lot of times where I remember being on the field and there would be maybe an 8-play drive. Don't laugh, Joe. I'm about to give you a good analogy here.
Go ahead. Go.
And somebody says, oh, somebody has to make a play. Somebody has to step up and do something. It's kind of the same thing in baseball, but the unfortunate thing is it's an at-bat, and you're there by yourself.
Yeah.
So they're swinging out of their shoes, trying to be the guy to get it going instead of having the mindset, okay, maybe if I just get on base – maybe the guy behind me, like you're it feels like instead of depending on your teammate to move you over, they're trying to be the hero.
Yeah.
They're trying to be the hero.
So I understand it, and I understand you understanding it. But here's my thing: I don't want to hear it from the manager. I don't want to hear it from Rob Thompson. They're trying too hard. That's not making me feel any better.
But that's what it is, though, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, in a situation like that, what are you supposed to say? Because a lot of times as fans, we question whether or not players care. They do care, but their mentality is instead of, okay, like a link in a chain,
mm-hmm.
their mentality is more like, I'm going to be the conquering hero. I'm going to ride in on the white steed and I'm going to save everybody. It feels like it's more of that than, okay, I got to trust the guy behind me. Almost like NASCAR, because, you know, we're in NASCAR season. And
you're a NASCAR guy.
I'm a big NASCAR guy. And how drivers have to drive knowing that, especially when they're tightly grouped together, knowing that the driver in the next car knows exactly what to do
right.
So that nobody crashes. It's the same thing.
Well, unfortunately, they crashed throughout Houston for the entire week. I mean, unfortunately,
Houston,
it didn't work.
Houston, like, played music like they won the World Series. Like, they were really excited about the sweep.
Well, I mean, they shut
they
them down.
Sweep, yeah. A hell of a pitch.
Of course it was. They probably feel like they stole something. They won three games. They didn't score. Like,
but we're really good team, man.
Of course they
are. It's crazy too. Without Bregman,
bullied yesterday.
Tucker gone too.
Alvarez has been out like the whole year.
Y'all bullied me too.
Bullied you?
Y'all bullied me.
Hold on. I just helped you find your keys. So.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You get a pass. You get a pass for that. Thank you, Claymont, for helping me.
The whole town.
The whole town. Some idiot left his keys.
I'm telling you, I want to find the Facebook post. I want to find like the conversation they were having.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, they're cooking it.
Yeah, I'm sure. You people are getting
it? You people are going to cook me today.
Yeah.
I deserve that.
Yeah, you do. All right, 215-592-9494. Is Topper starting to lose you? He's starting to lose me. He's not there for Kyle or Hugh yet, but Topper's starting to lose because I feel with the Kepler stuff, the Castellano stuff, the in-game stuff with Rojas a couple nights ago, I feel like he's starting to lose this baseball team. Where do you come to the Phillies swept by the Astros? 12 o'clock today, we'll have Scott Fransky on for Fransky Friday. At 1 o'clock, we'll have Broads on. We're going to puck it up with him. His draft party is tonight. We're looking forward to Tri-Day Friday, a snack to bring to Broads' draft party. And we'll get to the Sixers coming up, a major bullet dodged by them in this draft. And we may have a new Sixth authority at this station.
Yeah, that's me.
To talk about next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field, and nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. The mattresses are so good, I slept so good that I left my car keys in the mailbox. That's what we're dealing with, people. But you can celebrate the 4th of July with big savings at the Mattress Warehouse, up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. You can save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic's best-selling Breeze mattress, designed to feel up to 10 degrees cooler all night, every night. Plus, get $300 in free accessories with your purchase. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Do what I did, everybody. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop their entire selection and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.